Hello, this is Jane Fox, and for the next few minutes, we're going to be practicing a simple yet highly effective self-awareness and relaxation technique. First, though, a caution, it is unsafe to use this tape while driving a car. Now, as many of you have already discovered, you cannot make relaxation happen. In fact, the harder you try to make yourself relax, the less likely you are to succeed at it. So for these next few minutes, I'm going to invite you to assume a passive attitude, simply allowing yourself to feel whatever you feel without judging yourself and without judging the experience. We know that the first step of deep relaxation is a clear, non-judgmental awareness of how you are feeling and what's going on in the mind and the body from moment to moment. If all you achieve is this fundamental awareness, you will have succeeded at this particular technique. So the goal of this technique is not necessarily for you to feel deeply relaxed at its conclusion, but for you to be more aware of how you are really feeling without judging yourself and without judging the experience. You will probably notice many imperfections in this tape. You may hear background noises and other disturbances. As you experience these distractions, simply become aware of them, allowing them to be present, and then let them drift up and away. Learning to notice and accept distractions without getting caught in them is a key element to the successful practice of these relaxation and meditation techniques, and it is an important step in applying them to the rest of your life. In order to give yourself this gift of extremely high quality time just for you, you will want to minimize any interruptions by taking the phone off the hook, asking anyone who might want to disturb you to kindly wait until you are finished, and doing whatever else it is that you need to do to be able to fully focus on your experience. In starting, it is important to get into a comfortable position. However, the position you are in is not as important as the clarity of your intention and the sincerity of your effort. If you are sitting in a chair, sit comfortably, yet not rigidly, with both feet resting on the floor and each vertebra easily supporting the one above it, without effort, sort of like a tower of blocks. You might like instead to sit on the floor with legs crossed and a cushion under the buttocks, and again the back comfortably straight. Or if you prefer, you may lie flat on your back on a sofa, mat, or floor. It is better not to do this exercise in bed unless there is no alternative. The only problem with lying down during the practice is that it becomes easier to fall asleep. And if you fall asleep, you'll lose the training effect that's so necessary if you are to make relaxation an increasingly automatic response in your life. If you think you may fall asleep, just keep your eyes open with a soft focus on the ceiling. It is important to make every effort to keep yourself awake during this practice. And now I'd like for you to get as comfortable as possible, either sitting up or lying down, and begin by taking a deep breath. Then let the breath find its own pace. Let yourself breathe in a natural way. And start to notice how deeply the breath travels. Pay attention to the belly as it rises and falls. The belly is the center of the body. And as you focus on the belly, you may notice an increasingly centered and balanced sensation. Notice the next few in-breaths and out-breaths, paying attention to any throbbing, heartbeats, background noises, any thoughts. Notice any of these and then let them go, returning your attention to the breath in the belly. Say to yourself, in, out, as each breath comes into the belly and moves out of the belly, and continuing for the next several breaths. There is nothing for you to do but notice. The breath is the connecting link between the body and mind, the anchor for the mind. Keep bringing yourself back to the breath, the life force. There is no work to be done here and no way to do this right. Just very gently, as the mind inevitably wanders, keep bringing the attention back to the in-breath and the out-breath. Letting go of self-criticism, judgment, or worry. And accepting that the way you are doing this is just fine, just right. Because no one can do this perfectly, it's called practice. Always bringing the mind gently, gently back to the breath. You may notice that with each breath, the body becomes a little more comfortable, a little more peaceful. Whatever your experience, notice and let it go. Paying attention to the breath. And now I'd like you to take the next few moments to focus on the feet and the toes. Notice how your feet and toes are feeling right now. Perhaps there's a vibration, a flow of energy, a pleasant sensation, or perhaps tension or tightness or pain in the feet and the toes. As you notice how the feet and the toes are feeling, simply allow them to feel however they're feeling. Don't try to change the sensations. Notice how the feet and the toes are supported by the surface under them. and with your full attention on the feet and the toes, allow all the muscles of the feet and the toes to relax and release and let go. Don't try to make anything happen. Just notice as the natural process unfolds, allowing relaxation to occur. If there is any tension remaining, acknowledge it, notice it, and let it go. Now focus your attention on the knees and the lower legs and the upper legs. Simply notice how the legs are feeling. Don't try to change how they feel, just notice. Sweeping your attention from lower legs through the knees and into the upper legs. Notice any tingling or pleasant or unpleasant sensations. Let go of any criticism or interpretation. Allow yourself to feel whatever you feel in the legs and knees. And with your mind focused on the legs, release any tension that may be there. Any tightness, allowing it to drain out, permitting energy and relaxation to flow in. No effort, just allowing. And on the next in-breath, notice how the breath, as it reaches the legs, cleanses the legs and causes deeper relaxation to occur. Cleansing, vitalizing breath in the legs. Don't try to make anything happen. Just open to your own experience as you focus on the legs. Now turn your attention to the buttocks, hip and belly area. Notice any sensation in the buttocks, hips, and belly. Notice any pleasant experience, any tightness, or any pain. Let go of judgment and interpretation. And simply notice your own experience of the buttocks, hips, and belly. Experience how this part of the body is supported, completely held by the surface under it. And as you pay attention to the buttocks, hips, and belly, relax, release, and let go of any tension or tightness. And now notice, as the natural breath travels into the buttocks, hips, and belly area, washing away any strain or tightness, taking away toxins, unwinding strain around organs, and without trying to make anything special happen, just allow these parts of the body to deeply relax, let go, and be free. Now turn your attention to the entire back area, the lower, middle, and upper back, and also the stomach and chest. Notice any sensations that you experience in the torso. Perhaps there are pleasant feelings. Perhaps there is tightness. Perhaps there is pain. Opening to your experience without trying to change it or fix it. And let go of judgment and criticism. Tune into the internal organs and observe any possible constriction, throbbing, or pain in the internal organs. Now notice how the breath automatically, all on its own, moves into the muscles, organs, and cells in the torso, allowing this process of breathing to carry away any holding or pain. Relax, release, and let go. And opening to whatever your experience is in the torso in this moment. Now take a moment to tune into your emotions and your thinking. Perhaps there are thoughts and feelings happening. Feelings of vulnerability or of anxiety, thoughts of judgment, of resistance to this practice, perhaps. Maybe there is relaxation, vitality, a deepening peace. Perhaps the mind and emotions are still. Whatever your experience, notice it, accept it, and allow it to be there. Now focus your awareness on the hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Tune in to how they are feeling, noticing any sensations. Pleasant or unpleasant, or pain in the hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. The neck and shoulders seem to be an area that can be very tight, hardening with stress. An unconscious constriction for many of us. Allow them to be supported by the rest of your body and the surface you are resting on. And then continue to circle your awareness through this area, noticing any blocks to the healing breath as it naturally and automatically moves through. And now helping the breath by relaxing, releasing, and letting go of the muscles of the hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Now turning your attention to the entire head, focus on the mouth, the jaw, the nose, the eyes, the forehead, and the scalp. We often carry a lot of tension in the forehead. Notice any movement of energy, any tightness, discomfort, or pain. Simply notice, without judgment or criticism, allowing yourself to feel fully whatever your head is feeling. And if there is judgment going on, just notice it and let it go. Allowing the awareness of your own experience to flow from moment to moment, breath to breath. Now have the mind gently request that the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the jaw, the forehead, and the scalp relax, release, and let go. Notice that with each in-breath, the flow of the breath assists you in releasing. You might even feel your jaw droop from relaxation and your eyelids smooth out as you let go. Now imagine a small opening at the very tip of your head, much like the blowhole of a whale. And allowing yourself to breathe in through this opening, bring energy and vitality into all parts of the body, just as though your body were a balloon with protrusions and indentations. The skin is the outside of the balloon. Let the breath help you to scan the entire body again, bringing to every muscle, to every organ, and to every cell, this renewing energy and peace. Release any remaining toxins. Now tune in to your aliveness and to your capacity to love and be loved. And be grateful to yourself for having given yourself this extraordinary gift of peace and relaxation. A simple gift. And now as you slowly, slowly, and very gently open your eyes, and little by little begin to look around you, notice the relaxation, the energy, the freshness that you feel. And return to your daily activities, carrying new awareness and acceptance until your next session of relaxation.